I had a garage there in Hague, and I had a sign on my garage, car delivery. And then, of course, whenever those fellows came, they started going to Mexico, you see. They wanted to buy land there, and they made arrangements with the railroad to move there and all that sort of stuff. And then the fellows came from Mexico and from Winnipeg, from all over. And then they always saw that at a car delivery, so they came to the garage. All right? They want to go down to Nyonla, the village, they see, the oldest village. Mm-hmm. They want to see, there was a fellow by the name John Wall. He could speak pretty good English.
He was a bishop, right?
A bishop, yeah. And he could write, he could read English. He learned it himself, or where he got it from, I don't know. But that's the man who they always want to see. And he could explain that to all the rest of them. Then I took him over there. Well, I charged him $3 to go to my own lawn. And I waited half an hour. If I had to wait longer than half an hour, then I charged him extra. Okay. And boy, I had a lot of business to take him out to the back. Mm-hmm. And one time, they had bought all of it. You see, the people that came, this one special, this one fellow, he came from Mexico, and I took him, and the crop was much like now, a little later, I guess. But it was standing, and the air was just out.
You mean the, it had just been heading.
The heading, yeah.
That would be the last part of August then.
Yeah.
Middle of August.
And then this man, he said, stop. I stopped. So he went off the car, and he just went in that field, and he picked some air. My, he said, what the crop. Yes, I said, it's pretty good crop this year. He said, could you tell me why those people leave this good country and go to Mexico? Yes, I said, I cannot explain that to you. I said, that's just on account of the school. They don't want to learn the English language. They just want the German. Is that all, he said? Oh, he said, that would be, they never find a better place in Mexico than this. Oh, no, he said, that's different. Well, I said, they want there. They want to go there. And they did. And then when he came back from Angola, he stayed there quite a while. Talked there with Mr.
Wall.
And I was watching. He wants to catch that train back. You see, all at once this fellow by the name Wall, he hitched up his team. Boy, that Mr. Wall, he had a couple of clean horses and a nice harness and a nice buggy. And he stopped that team. And I said, what for? You will do that? Well, I said, Mr. Wall, I have to take him to Hague to catch the train. Oh, I said, I looked at the watch. These days we had those watches here. Mr. Wall with his satchel, suitcase, and this fellow with his bookcase. He looked at the horses. Oh, he said, I never seen such a nice team like this. Talking about it. And then he looked at the watch. Oh, he said, it's only 20 minutes before the train comes in. Yeah, well, he turned around. He said, Mr. Wall, the horses can't make that. You better get in the car. He said, will you make it? Oh, yes, I said, I'll make it in 20 minutes.
And that was entirely against their rules, that anyone stepping
in. Yeah, getting into the car, and I started up with Algo, and I was short corners, you know.
Yeah.
I had to go slow, but that Model T4, you know, I had to leave us down.
Mm-hmm.
And away to go. Mr. Wall said, how much is this? Oh, I would leave you a little speedometer on the bottom. I didn't have time to look at it. I said, somewhere around 35, I guess. And then the next corner, and the next corner. And then when we came down to Fred Kinsey's corner place there, the train whistled already. Oh, we're too late, this gentleman said. No, I said, not too late. He had to load up a bunch of milk cans yet. We'd get there easier enough. So I just went up to the platform there and opened it. Doors, took a satchel out. Train was still standing and unloading empty milk cans and full ones put in. Well, okay. That was it. I went to the ground. Didn't take long. One fella came in. He said, "Did you head the Mr. Ball on a car?" "Yes," I said. "I didn't know. Talking about something." "Well, that's just I want to know. You know, I will start working on my motors there." Another fella came in. He said, "Is that true that you had Mr. John Wall on a car?" "Yeah," I said, "they couldn't make that in 20 minutes with the horses. He and this traveller there, he told him to get in the car, and it was just so-and-so out. He made it." That's all I want to know. He went out. And then Frank Peters came up. See, that was the fellow who owns the garage, but I had it rented from him.
Mm-hmm. And also the car dealer.
And the car dealer was he. Yeah, he had... "No, I was working for..." No, that was my garage already. I had it rented. And but he had the car dealing business for Ford. All right, Frank Peters came in and he said, "And you had Mr. John Wall on the car and brought him from now on down to Hague?" "Yeah," I said. "Good," he said. "Now I'm going to sell cars." You know what he sold that day? 4 cars.
That's good advertisement.
Yeah, you should.
Well, he said, "You sure did good."
Oh, did I get a kick at that?